Today's shir in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Yud Zayin. We're learning today Le'ili Nishmas Meir Markowitz, Meir Ben Shmuel. All the shows we learn for should have an aliyah from our learning. We begin at the very top of the Amud, Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, with a brand new Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Hirchik es hasikuch min hadufanos shlosho tvochim. A person puts up the schach on top of a sukkah, but he leaves a space. It's a three-walled sukkah, and that's the minimal size for the sukkah, two walls and something. And we've discussed this previously. We won't discuss it again now, but it's a three-walled sukkah. And he leaves a space on one side of the sukkah where the schach is 3.0 tvachim or more from the wall. There's a space, an air space of 3.0 or more tvachim from the schach where it ends to the wall. So this ruins the sukkah, psula, because you have, in this situation, only two walls of the sukkah. The space is greater than lavud, so it doesn't fill it in, so there is no third wall. Now, why don't we say dofen akuma? We've been talking in previous shiurim, we'll have it again today, that a dofen akuma is four amos. So the answer is that an airspace is actually worse. A dofen akuma is an idea, because you have physical filling in, and you can say that the wall and the ceiling are considered one, and it's a bent wall. But if there's an airspace, you can't connect the airspace to the actual wall and say that that's a dofen akuma. So if you don't have it filled in by lavud, so then it's an actual space, and you can't apply the principle of dofen akuma. That's what the Tanakhama is telling us. Now the Mishnah will give us several other situations which sound very familiar, and the Gemara will say, what is the difference between them? Each one is being mechadish a little bit to the one previous to it. So the Mishnah says, Bayis shenivchas v'sikech al gabav. Now, you can see diagrams of all of these things in the art scroll, into the footnotes, and you can see this in the illustrated Gemara, starting on the bottom of page 32 with diagram number 96. That's what we just had in the resh of this Mishnah. And now we're going to go to page 33, diagrams number 97, 98, and 99 for the next three cases here of the Mishnah. And in the illustrated Gemara, the case that we just had was on page 50, diagram number 252. And the next three diagrams that we'll be talking about can be found on page 51 with diagrams 253, 254, and 255. So what are these cases? You have the bayish nifchas v'sikech al gabo. The first case is that you have a regular house, your living room, and you take down part of the roof. Now you're taking down this roof in the middle. You're not taking it down from the sides. So you have basically cut a hole in the middle of your roof, making like a skylight in the middle of your roof, and im yesh min hakosel lasikuch arba amos. If you have between your roof that you have, which is made up of boards, and the side of the sukkah, if in all of those directions there is no more than four amos, so then we can apply the principle of dofen akuma. But if there is more than four amos, im yesh min hakosel lasikuch arba amos, if there's 4.0 amos or more, so then psula, then it's no good because you can no longer apply dofen akuma. In the other situation, at least as long as three of the walls are okay, you can apply the principle of dofen akuma. But if you don't have at least three of the walls that are okay, so then you've ruined it and the sukkah is not good. But if you put up kashrus schach over this skylight that you've created, and it, three sides, it's at least within dalet amos of the walls, so the boards on the top, it's not airspace, those are boards, albeit they're not kosher for the sukkah, because they weren't made the shame of sach for the sukkah, but since they are solid, they can combine with the wall to make the dofen akuma, and it would be good. But if it's 4.0 amos in the distance between the wall and the sach, so then it's no good. Again, you can see clear description of this in the diagrams. That's case one. Then the Mishnah says, "V'kein chotzer shimu keves achsadra." A chotzer is a yard, and it has porches around it. Now these porches are jutting out from the wall. Again, you can see this in all of the diagrams that I just mentioned, but they're not supported on the side that's in the middle of the courtyard with the wall. They're just platforms or porches that are jutting out from, again, three sides of our sukkah. Again, we're making the assumption that all the sukkahs here that we're dealing with have three walls. If there's a fourth wall, so that fourth wall isn't necessary, so whatever you do on that fourth side doesn't impact the sukkah. Even if it's totally possible, as long as the other three sides are good, you have a kosher sukkah. So here you put schach up, connecting the boards from the, again, we'll keep the orientations the same. We'll have an east and a west, and a north type of a setup over here with this porch going all the way around on those three sides, and then there's an open air space in between, which you now put schach over. So the same principle applies over here. If the porch area is 4.0 amos or more, so then you can't use the principle of Dofen Akuma, and you've ruined those three walls, and the schach is being put up with no walls. But if it's less than four amos on those three sides, so then we can apply the principle of Dofen Akuma over here, and it is a perfectly kosher sukkah. Again, the Gemara will explain what the chiddush is over here. Why is this any different? We're saying v'chein chatzer, isn't it the same thing as the bayis shenivchas? And the third and final case of the Mishnah is sukkah gedola, shekifua bedover she'em sachim bo. If you have a large sukkah that, as we'll see, was made out of material that you can't use for schach. So in the first two cases, we were using boards. The porch area was boards. And the first case, the house, those are boards. Here you're putting up, you have metal. You have something that is absolutely not kosher for schach. And that is the exact same case as the first case, except it wasn't your house because it's not made out of boards. You made some sort of a sukkah, but you made a roof that's made out of metal. So this is a sukkah gedola. It's a large enough sukkah, so it fulfills the requirements of the size of the sukkah, but it has on the roof things that are not able to have to be used as kosher schach. And then you make a skylight in the middle over here. So yesh tachtov arba amos, if there is a dofen akuma over here, even though it's posel schach, or something that's totally not allowed to be used as schach, still can be used for dofen akuma. It's not airspace, so it can be viewed halachically as a wall, even though it's actually ceiling. So again, if the area surrounding the three walls, the north side and the opposite sides, the east and the west sides, if the metal schach that you have there, the metal roof that you have there, is in fact going to be less than 4.0 amos in those three orientations, so then it is a kosher sukkah, as long as you have that hole in the middle, which is covered by kosher schach. So these are the three cases in the Sefer of the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to ask, why do we need all three cases? What's the chiddush of each case? Aren't they teaching me all the same principle, Dofen Akuma? So the Gemara starts off and says, Kol Hani Lomali, why do I need three cases? So the Gemara says, Tzricha, each one provides a chiddush. We start off with the first one, and then we'll add a chiddush to the second case, and we'll add a chiddush with the third case. Technically, the first case doesn't provide any chiddush. This is basically Lozu Avzu. So we have a style of the Mishnah where we say that the first case wasn't really necessary, but it's then the chiddush is to tell me the second case and the third case. So we need all three cases, tzricha, because diash minam bayish nifchas, if you only told me the first case, which was your regular living room, which you made a skylight in and then put up schach on it, and said that the walls, as long as they, the ceiling, as long as it was within less than 4.0 amos on those three sides, so then you have a perfectly kosher sukkah because of Dofen Akuma. So there, if you only told me that case, I would have said, Mishum dahani mechitzos labayis avidan, because the walls of that room were made l'shem mechitza, and therefore they are good walls. And that's why Dofen Akuma works in that situation. Avol, in the second case, Avol Chotzer, which was hamukefes achsadra, the porches that are just projections coming out from the wall on those three sides, on the north and on the east and the west sides, so I would have said, you know what, the mechitzos lav leach sadra vide, those walls were not made for the porch, they were made for the houses, and now you have, on the outside of the houses, you have projections coming out, but those walls aren't functioning for the achsadra. That's what I might have said, aim below, and therefore I would have said, you can't say dofen akuma because they're not really walls. So tzricha, that's why you need the second case to tell me that they are considered halakhically walls and can apply the principle of dofen akuma. Now, so you just had those two cases. Why do you need a third case? If I had only those two cases, you know what I would have said? The reason why dofen akuma works is because mishum disichachon sechach kosheru, because the schach, the rooftop over here, is technically made out of material that is kosher to be used for schach. They're made out of wood boards. That's what the porch was made out of, and that's what the house is made out of. They weren't good schach because they weren't put up l'shem sukkah or l'shem tzel even, and therefore they're going to be a problem of tasev alom and osri, but intrinsically they are good schach. However, In the case three, Abel Sukkah, Gedola, this big sukkah that you made, Shekifua, Bedover, She'en L'sachem, but when you put up metal plating as the ceiling, so in that situation, this Schacha, Schach Poslu, this is not intrinsically good Schach. So I might have said, in this situation, you can't apply the principle of Dofen Akuma, Eim Alau, therefore Tzricha. That's why the third case is a Chiddush. So each, the second case is a Chiddush on the first case, the third case is a Chiddush on the second case. That's why you need all three cases. Then the Gemara continues and says, On my Rabbah, Ashkechintu l'Rabbanon v'vei Rab. I met up with the Talmidim from the Beis Medrash of Rab. The Yasvei v'Ka'amrei, they were sitting and they were learning and they were saying over, Rashi says, v'Ka'amrei mishmei d'Rab. They were saying over the following statement in the name of their Rebbe, Rab. And what did they say? Avir posel b'shlosha and schach posel b'arba'ah. Now, this is talking not by the sides, so we don't have the principle of Dofen Akum over here. We have a three-walled sukkah. Again, we have the north in the middle, and then you have on the right side the eastern wall, and on the left side you have the western wall. So this three-walled sukkah, if you were to go and say in the north-south orientation of this sukkah, you had a space of three tefachim, it's going to ruin the sukkah. It's in the middle. It's not by the side, although in the airspace it would ruin it even on the side as well. But we're talking here about in the middle. And again, you can see diagrams of this in the art scroll, adjacent to footnote number 13, or you can see this in the illustrated Gemara on page 34 with diagrams 100 and then eventually 101. And in the Pirush Chai, you can see this in page 51, diagram number 256 and 257. So this Aver that's posel b'shlosha, or the schach posel b'abo, or an unacceptable material, let's say you have metal, for example, or you have some other material that's not kosher for schach, and this goes, again, in the north-south orientation, so it splits the sukkah into two, and therefore, as a result, you now have, since the space, the airspace, or the posel schach basically separates into a sukkah that is only made up of a north and a western wall, and a, on the other side, a north and an eastern wall, and therefore, you only have a two-walled sukkah, so each of these sukkahs that you've now created by having this space or this pasul eschach running down the middle, separating the sukkah into two separate, two-walled sukkahs, none of them are good. The entire sukkah is ruined. So what the Talmidim of Rav was saying was that an airspace of 3 tvachim, 3.0 tvachim or more, or a pasul eschach of 4.0 tvachim or more is going to ruin this sukkah because it divides it essentially into two non-kosher, two-walled sukkahs. That's what Rabbah heard from the Talmidim, and he questioned them. V'amina lo, no. So Rabbah said, I asked the Talmidim, is really this what your Rebbe said? Is this what Rav said? Avir deposel b'shlosha minaluchu. Where do you know that an airspace of three tvachim is going to ruin the sukkah? It's based upon the following, Ditnan, our Mishnah. Hirchik esasichach min hadefanos shlosha tvachim psula. We said that you can't apply on the side the principle of Dofen Akuma when you have an airspace of 3.0 tvachim. So that's where you're learning it out. Just like it's no good on the side, it's no good in the middle. So therefore, if you're learning it out from our Mishnah, so then learn out our Mishnah, that it's not arba tfachim that posel eschach should ruin it, it should be arba amos that should ruin it. Schach posel nami, lo livsel ela bi arba amos, and not arba tfachim, as you said. Because if you're learning it out from our Mishnah, that none, bayish anilchas asichach al gabav, im yesh ben asichach lekosel arba Amos psula. So therefore, if you have the arba amos, that's when it ruins it, but not arba tfachim. If the source of your din for the three tfachim of airspace is ruined, is our mishnah, so then it should be arba amos ruins it from our mishnah as well. So Rabba's shita is that posel eschach ruins it if it's cut down the middle, not with arba tfachim, but you need even in the middle arba amos, even though there's no dofen akuma. Posel eschach won't cut this sukkah into two unless it is 4.0 amos, cutting it down the middle. If it's less than 4.0 amos, so then it still remains a kosher sukkah, albeit you can't eat under the area where there is posel eschach. You can't sleep under there if there's posel eschach. That's what Rabbah told the Talmidim. The Talmidim said back to Rabbah, for Amru Li, Rabbah is the one telling us the story, so he says, the Talmidim said back to me, Bar Minei Dahi. No, you can't use the Mishnah of Arba Amos to tell us that that's the shear for Pasul Eschach, because that's a special din of Dofen Akuma. So you can't use that to teach us this din in the middle when it's a din on the side. Why not? Because the Talmidim of Rav said that not only did our Rebbe Rav say, but also Shmuel, the Rav, Ushmuel, both of them, Amri Tavaya, they both said, Mishum Dofen Akuma Noguba, that our Mishnah is a unique din of Dofen Akuma, and it only applies on the side. But you can't therefore translate that din to ruining it in the middle. And in fact, the middle is Arba Tfachim and not Arba Amos. Now, why is that? The Gemara later on will suggest that Rabbah will tell them is because we don't have a source, and therefore they assume that the significant space is what we elsewhere consider a significant space, and that is Arba Tfachim. Arba Tfachim is always considered a separate resource, is always considered a significant amount, and therefore it must be, since we don't have a source, then it must be that it ruins it in the middle with Arba Tfachim. That will be ultimately what Rabbah tells the Talmidim of Rab, and he'll try to schlug them up based upon that. But they don't use our Mishnah as a source. Our Mishnah is a din of Dofen Akuma, only on the side, and has nothing to do with the din in the middle. That's what the Talmidim of Rab told Rab. So Rabbah asks him another question. Amina Luhu Anoa. Again, Rab is the one that's telling us the story, so he says, I. So I tell them a following additional question. Ma ilu ikoschach pasul pochos mi'arba, if you have in the middle of the sukkah, again, it's three-walled sukkah with the north, the middle wall, and then you have a wall on the right, that's the eastern wall, and the wall on the left, that is the western wall. And if you were to have pasul eschach over here, that was less than 4.0 tvachim, you had 3.5 tvachim of pasul eschach. And right next to that, you had a space, va'avir, that was pachos mishlosha tvachim, that was less than 3.0 tvachim. So let's set this up, and you can see this in diagrams in the illustrated Gemara, on page 34, diagram number 102, and the Pirush Chai on page 51, diagram number 258. You have here a pasul eschach area cutting down the middle of the sukkah in the north-south orientation of 3.5, and right next to it, you have avir that is 2.5. Again, both of them are less than the shear that would ruin the sukkah according to what the Talmidim of Rab said to Rabbah. So in this situation, what's the halacha? Rabbah asked them, Mai, and they responded, Kshera. Then he asked them, if you were to now go take that 2.5 airspace and fill it in with pasul eschach, so now instead of having 3.5 of pasul eschach and 2.5 of airspace, you fill it in. If you're having trouble visualizing this in the illustrated Gemara, you can see this in diagram 103 on page 35. So now, what would be the halacha? Mai, maya bishpudim. Mai, if you filled in this area, what is the halacha? So the Talmidim responded back and said, psula. In that situation, it's no good, because now you have 3.5 of pasul eschach combining with 2.5 of filled-in airspace pasul eschach. You have a total over here of 6 tvachim of pasul eschach. That ruins it. So Rabbah asked to them, wait a second. V'lo ye avir haposel b'shlosha kisrach pasul haposel b'arba? So that doesn't make any sense. He says, when it was airspace, which was puzzle with 3, which is a stricter din, it didn't ruin it. But now if you fill it in with puzzle eschach, which the shear is 4, it does puzzle it. Now you can combine the 3.5 and the 2.5 to make 6 of puzzle area, whereas when it was airspace, you couldn't combine it. That doesn't make sense. The puzzle eschach is more lenient than the airspace. So the airspace couldn't combine with it. Why would puzzle eschach be able to combine with it? So the Talmidim said back to Rabbah, Amuli. Again, Rabbah's telling us a story. So the Talmidim, he said back to me, he said, no, if that were true, Ihachi, then you would have the same problem that we do. Ihachi, Lididach, according to you, that say the shear in the middle is 4 Amos, you would have the same problem. Lididach Nami, you're telling us we have a problem. You can't combine the filled-in airspace with the pasul eschach, so you would have the same problem. You're also going to combine filled in airspace with pasul eschach in your scenario as well, because lidi doch nami the amr eschach pasul posul b'arba amos. Okay, so let's say your scenario, we have a pasul eschach running down the middle of this sukkah in the north south orientation that is 3.9 amos. Okay, so it's pasul eschach, but it doesn't ruin it according to your shita because it's not 4.0 amos. So ma ilu iko eschach pasul pochos me'arba amos, if you were to have 3.9 of pasul eschach, and right next to it you'd have avir pochos mishlosha, and right next to it you'd have 2.9 of airspace, what would the din be? The Talmidim asked Rabbah, Mai. So Rabbah responded, it would be ksheira, it would be perfectly good. So then they asked him the same question you asked us, maya bishbudim, mai, what would be halacha if you filled it in? We spooled them. So this 2.9 airspace is now 2.9 of pasul eschach. He filled it in with metal spits. And now you have 2.9 tvachim of spit, of non-kosher eschach, these spits, combining with the 3.9 that you had already of pasul eschach. So you add that together. So you have 3.9 amma, and you add to it this 2.9 Tvachim, so that combines to become more than 4.0 Amma of Pasul Ischak. So what the din is? So Rabbi responded, Psula. So they said, wait a second, you have the same problem. Lo Yavir Apostle Bishlosha, Kisrach Pasul Apostle Biarba Amos. How can you combine it over here? You're telling me when it's airspace, it doesn't combine, which is stricter. So how can it combine when it's Pasul Ischak? So just whatever answer you're going to give, we'll give the same answer. So what did Rabbi respond to them? Bamina Luhu Ana. So Rabbi says, I respond to them in the following way. Hai mai, the two cases are incomparable. Why is that? Bishlam Lididi, I have no problem. I say four amos is the shear of the pasul uschach in the middle of the sukkah, because to me it's not a problem. Bishlam Lididi, Bamina arba amos, because I say it's four amos, and we turn to Yavzayin Omer Deis, to me it's not a problem. Mishum Shiura, because I hold that the shear is 4.0 amos, the lav shiru, and it doesn't have 4.0 amos. That's why it doesn't pasul the sukkah. Hi, lav shiru, because it only had 3.9 amos of pasul ischach. It didn't make the cut. It didn't make the shear. Therefore, it doesn't ruin the sukkah. Now, kivan de lau shavu shirayu la dadi. Now, why can't you combine it? Because the shear of the airspace was 2.9, which is less than the shear of 3.0 tfachim. Now, you can't combine airspace, which has a shear of 3.0 tfachim, with pasul ischach, which has a shear requirement of 4.0 amos. If items have different shiurim, we've learned this previously in the Masechta as well as throughout Shas, if items have different shiurim, you can't combine them. So, for example, we're coming up on Tisha B'Av, and the same din would apply to Yom Kippur. We just went through Yuma. So, on a fast day, where there's a punishment, min ha-Torah, of Malkis, or of Kares, Rachmana Litzlan, so then, if a person has less than the full shear, they don't get the punishment. So therefore, if on Yom Kippur you would eat a half of a shear of Achila and a half of a shear of Shasia, you wouldn't combine them and say you have a full shear, because the shiurim amounts are different. So too over here. The shear for Pasul Ischach is 4.0 Amos. The shear for Pasul Avir is 3.0 Tvachim. You can't combine the two, and that's why Rabbi says, in my case, when it's the 3.9 amos and the 2.9 tvachim of airspace, they don't combine because they have different shiurim. However, that's why, given the low shavu shiurayu la'adadi, low mitzdarfi, they can't combine. But, according to you, el didchu, you're not saying the shiur is a halach l'mosh misinai. You're not saying, like I am, that the shiur of 4.0 amos is halach l'mosh misinai. You're figuring it out logically on your own. You're saying over here that the Amrisu shear, you're saying the shear mishum haflogo. You're saying the shear is, if you have to have a shear, we don't have a source, so mistama, it should be the shear that is considered something significant to separate the left side of the sukkah now from the right side of the sukkah, mishum haflogo. And you can see this in Rashi. Rashi is, we're looking at is right next to the first line of the Gemara. Deha arba'a the kamrisu, this shear of 4.0 tfachim that you're saying is the shear for pasul ischach. Lo tzinan luhu, this wasn't learned by Masnis, and this wasn't stated in our Mishnah, because we only have Dofen Akuma in our Mishnah. Linyan Schach Pasul, there is no shear. Vosvara minaluhu asun, where did you get this from? Hainu tamaychu, must be that your reasoning is, Mishum de b'chol makom chashuvim dalitvach liyos makom chashuv liyatzmo. In general, when we're looking for something significant, we say it's dalit tvachim, 4.0 tvachim. So therefore, atem omim sha'av zem makom hu liatzmo. And therefore, you're suggesting on your own that what we're doing here is separating the left side sukkah, which is now two walls, and the right side of sukkah, which is now two walls, by this space that is choshev. The chotzeitz besukkah zulaso sukkishtayim. And it's separating this into two-walled sukkahs. Vein defanos them. They only have two walls. So therefore, once you're saying that this is a separation and it's not based upon shiurim, mali is palig, what difference does it make? And that's what Rashi says, v'chule, the Gemara continues. Once you're giving me the reasons, b'shum ha'flaga, Rabbah tells the Tamidim of Rab, mali is palig b'schach posul, mali is palig b'schach posul v'avir. Once you're telling me that it has to be a significant space, so then what difference does it make if the significant space is made up of posul ischach, or the significant space is made up of avir and posul ischach? It is a separation, and therefore, according to me, you don't combine the 4.0 amos and the 3.0 tfachim airspace. You can't combine. So you can't combine 3.9 pasul ischach amos with 2.9 pasul airspace. But according to you, why can't you combine the 4.0 tfachim shear, which is a chash of amount. So you have 3.9 tvachim. So why can't you combine it with airspace? The airspace contributes to this haflaga to make a separation. So that's what Rabba tells back to the Talmidim of Rav. Now, here the Talmidim of Rav don't answer, but Abaya answers. Amalei Abaya. Abaya heard this discussion from Rabba, and Abaya tells his colleague Rabba, Ulamar Nami, according to you as well. Abaya speaks with great reverence to his Rebbe Rabba. He calls him Master. Ulamar Nami, according to the Master, Nihi Delo Shavu Shiurayu Besuka Gedola, granted that there is a different shear, according to you, for Tvachim and Amos, airspace Tvachim and Amos for the Pasul Eschach, that's when you're dealing with a large sukkah. Nihi Delo Shavu Shiurayu Besuka Gedola, that they have different shiurim. But according to you, Besuka Ketana, if it's exactly minimal size sukkah of 7x7 Tvachim, the shiurim are the same. Milo Shavu Shirayu. If you have this 7x7 Tvachim Sukkah, a three-walled Sukkah, and you have again 7 Tvachim as the northern wall, then you have 7 Tvachim as the eastern wall, and 7 Tvachim as the western wall. In this Sukkah, if you were to have going down the middle airspace or Pasul Eschach that is less than 3.0 Tvachim, they would combine. So here you would combine them. Aren't the Shurim the same? Milo Shavu Shirayu, both of them have a shear of 3 Tvachim in this situation. So therefore, they do combine. So, according to you, it should combine as well. If they're combining in a small sukkah, so then they do have the same shear, they should be able to combine in a large sukkah. So Rabba tells Abaye, no, Amalei, Hasam, when you're dealing with a small sukkah, it's not because they have the same shear. Oh, the shear now is 3.0 Tvachim, both for Pasul Eschach and for Avir. No. Lamishum the Shavu Shirayu LaDadihu. It's not because we're combining similar shiurim, but Elamishum the Leise LeShiuru the Sukkah. It's because you now do not have an adequate sized sukkah. By having this space in between, or this Pasul Eschach in between, cutting it into two halves, you basically don't have a kosher sukkah. So it's not like you're combining the shiurim. I say you can't combine the shiurim because the shiurim for Pasul Eschach is 4.0 Amma and the shiur for Avir is 3.0 Tvachim and they can't combine. Here, it's not that they're combining. Here you don't have a kosher sukkah because it was exactly Mitzumsum 7x7 Tvachim and you don't have a kosher sukkah when you have 3.0 of it, even if it's a combination of Pasul Eschach and Avir in the middle because you don't have a significant sukkah. So therefore, that's how Rabba responds to Abaye, and that's how Rabba responded to Talmidim of Rav. Rabba's Shita is different than our Mishnah, different than the Halacha L'maisa. Rabba's Shita is that by Pasul Eschach, the shear even in the middle is 4.0 Amos, and the Shita of the Talmidim of Rav, which is how we paskin, is that the shear in the middle is 4.0 Tvachim. Now, the Gemara says, is it really true what Rabba told us, that you can't combine shirim? Like I said, you can't combine half a shir of Achila and half a shir of Shasiyah on Yom Kippur. Is this true, that we can never can combine different shiurim to make up a new amount that is going to pasul or going to be usur? Because they're different shiurim, you can never combine them? I'll show you that that's not true, the Gemara says. Is that true, that you can never combine them? But nine, we have a Mishnah in Kalim that tells us, habeged, if you have a piece of cloth, a garment, that is at least shlosha al shlosha tvachim, it is 3x3 tvachim in its length and its width, so that's considered significant, and it can be cobbled tumas medris, because somebody could sit on it, it's considered a significant amount. Or, if you have a different material, this is a cloth material, if you have sock, if you have a material known as sock, this is basically goats here, Rashi tells us, minotz or shalizim, from the hair of goats, or soy it's made of, though avios there, it's thicker, min habegit, than the cloth material in the first case, vina magia la'ovov shel or. It's not going to be requiring as much as the next size up, which is or, which is the actual hide of the animal. So if you have begit, a cloth material, 3x3 tvachim is considered significant. If you have this sock material, this notzah shel izim material, so then to be considered significant, you need 4x4 tvachim. If you have or, the next thing in the Mishnah in Kalim, it tells us if you have a hide, if you have a skin, so then significant material is chamisha al chamisha. And finally, if you have mappets, that's a mat, this is made up of reeds, that is something that is even less important. So then you need to have a 6x6 mappet shisha al shisha tvachim to be considered significant. And we learned in regards to that Mishnah, the Mishnah in Me'ila tells us that Habeged v'yasak, you can combine these different materials to make up the shear of the inferior material. So if you have beged, which is normally 3x3, and you have additionally 1x1 additional piece of sock attached to it, so now you have 4x4 of this combination beged and sock, you can combine them. And likewise, if you have hasak v'or, if you have a material that is sock, which is 4x4 tvachim, you can combine it with or. So if you have a combined material of made up of both sock and hide, the goat's hair and the hide, so if it's 5x5, it does combine to make the significant shear. And likewise, ha'or v'mapitz, if you have the or, which is 5x5, combining with mapitz, which is normally 6x6, so as long as it has 6x6 in this combination, mitzdar from zemzeh. So how can you, Rabbah, say that we never combine different shurim? Here you see that we do combine the different shurim. That's the kasha and Rabbah. So Rabbah answers, hosom kidikitani taima. Finish reading the Mishnah. The Mishnah over there in Mila gave us the answer. Because the Mishnah said, Amar Rabbi Shimon, my tam, why do we allow these different shurim to combine, these different materials with different shurim to combine? Hol v'roi l'tame moshav. Because each of them, on their own, would be able to go and be metame with a 1 tefach by 1 tefach area on its own if it was used for something that a zov would be able to sit on. As we'll see, a patch on a saddle. As the Gemara explains, kiditnan, we learned in another Mishnah in Kalim, hamekatzeya mikulon tefach al tefach, tome. If you were to go and cut off and make a nice patch, Rashi explains, you take a knife and you actually go and cut into a nice square patch of any of these materials, whether it's the beged, the sock, the or the mappets material, and you'd cut off into a nice patch that's 1x1 tefach only, it would nevertheless become tome. It is considered significant. Now why? Tefach al tefach alai chazi. What is it possibly useful for? All these materials, the minimal amount that we felt was useful was 3x3 tvachim by the beged, 4x4 by the sock, 5x5 by the or, and 6x6 by the mappets. Now you're telling me 1x1 is considered significant. Under what circumstances is it considered significant? And on that, Yomar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Rish Lakish said, Mishum Rav Yanai, in the name of Rav Yanai, Hoel the Roy Litlo Agabi Yachamor, because you could use it as a patch on the saddle of a donkey, and therefore, it is considered significant. Azov could sit on this. Azov could sit on this. It would be Metami Tumas Medris, and therefore it's considered significant. That's why you could combine the begging and the sock and the or and the mappets. Not because the shiurim are different and you can combine them. No, because in and of itself, intrinsically, they will have one shear of 1 tefach by 1 tefach that could be used as a patch for a donkey's saddle, and that is considered therefore something significant for Tumas Medris. This basically concludes version 1 of the machlokes between Rabbah and the Talmidim of Rav. Again, to sum it up again real quickly, Rav, according to his Talmidim, holds that the shear, which is the halacha lemaisa, is 4.0 tfachim of pasul eschach, runes it in the middle, whereas Rabbah holds that you need a shear of 4.0 amos in the middle of the sukkah to ruin it in our three-walled sukkah that you're now cutting into half. That's the way. In fact, the Gemara says, Basura, Amri Laha, Shmaisa, Bahai Lishna. They learned it the way we just did. However, in the Beis Medrash in Nardoi, Binardoi, Masnu, the following. In the Beis Medrash of Nardoi, they said, no, it wasn't that Rabbah was arguing with the Talmidim of Rav as to what Rav's Shita was, but here in Nardoi, they learned it, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda learned it in the name of Shmuel, that Schach Posul be Emtsa, Posul be Arba'ah. That Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said that the shear of Schach Pasul is 4 tvachim. So this shita of Shmuel was what we had originally attributed to be by the Talmidim of Rav, to be Rav's shita. This is the way they learned it in Nardoi. And continuing in that shita, it's only Pasul with 4 amos when it's on the side. Schach Pasul be Emtsa, Pasul be Ba, but Minatzad Pasul be 4 amos. In the middle, it's Pasul, according to Shmuel, with only 4.0 tfachim of Pasul Eschach, and on the side, because of Dofen Akuma, it's Pasul with 4 amos. But here we have Rav disagrees. That was Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. The Rav himself, Omar, Bein Minatza, Bein Ba'emza, Ba'4 amos. He says, like we previously attributed to Rabbah, in this version, in Nardoi's understanding, they had Rav himself holding, like Rabbah previously held, that the shear in the middle is 4 amos. The shear on the side is 4 amos. It's one shear. It's always 4 amos. Now the Gemara says, wait a second, Tanan, we learned previously, a few days ago, Nosanola Neser, if you were to go and put on top of the sukkah a board, and how wide is this board? Shehu rochav arba'ot tfachim ksheira. If you were to put up a board that is 4.0 tfachim on the top of the sukkah, it is perfectly good. Now that was the understanding of Rabbi Yehuda that we had previously in the Mishnah. Rabbi said, no, boards, we have the Gzeres Tikra. Now, in the understanding that Rab had, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no Gzeres Tikra if it's 4.0 Tvachim. Now, Mishlal Rab, everything works out very well according to Rab. The Omer, Ben de Emtza, Ben Minatzad, Biarba Amos. So he says the shear of Pasul Ischach is always 4.0 Amos. Doesn't make a difference if it's on the side and Dofer Dakuma, but even in the middle, the shear is still 4.0 Amos. So therefore, Mishum Halchik Shera. That's why Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah that a board of Arbo Tvachim is good, because the shear is 4 Amos, and therefore 4.0 Tvachim is not going to ruin it. So Mishlam al Rab, he says no problem. Now, Mishum Halchik Shera. That's why it's good. El Lishmuel, who says the Omar B'Emtza B'Arbo Tvachim ruins it. So then, Amayik Shera, why would Rabbi Yehuda say that a board of 4.0 Tvachim is good? So where it says, no, Halchim Ayaskinim and Atzat. So Shmuel would argue that this is talking about on the side. And since you have Dofer Nakuma, even though the board itself, the shear would be no good in the middle, but on the side it's good because of Dofer Nakuma. Where it says, okay, try again. Toshma, we have also a brisa that we learned previously. Remember we had a Tanya Kavasi the Rav, Tanya Kavasi the Shmuel over there. So this was the Tanya Kavasi the Shmuel. Shnei Sadinim Mitzdarfim. We had two Sadinim, we said two pieces of sheets that can combine, let's say it's 2.0 and 2.0, they can combine to make the 4.0 Tvachim and ruin it. The Pasul Ischach. Shnei Nesarin Eimet Starpin. But if you had two boards of 2.0, they do not combine. That was the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanakama. And Rabbi disagreed. Rabbi likewise, the boards also Nesarim Kisadinim. They had the same halacha that the 2.0 Sadinim combined together to make 4.0 Sadinim. So too, the 2.0 board combines with the other 2.0 boards and makes a 4.0 Tvachim board space, so you have 4.0 Tvachim and it ruins it. Now, this works out great. Mishlam Allah Nishno Diomar Rav, this works out great according to Rav. Bein Be'emtza Bein Minatza Bi'arba Amos. So we understand the Tanakam reviewed that why he says that the 2.0 Tvachim don't combine with 2.0 Tvachim because the shear is 4 Amos, so that's why 4 Tvachim isn't going to ruin it. And as well, according to Rav Meir, it's also not a problem. According to Rav Meir, my mitzdarfin, what does mitzdarfin mean according to Rav Meir? That it doesn't combine mitzdarfin li'aba amos. He says that these boards could combine to make up the shear of the dalet amos. If you had more of these boards and it combined more and more and more, it could be combined. You don't need to have a single board of 4 amos. It could be multiple little boards combined together. That's what he means mitzdarfin. According to Rabbi Yehuda, each board is kashrus chach, so they're never going to be mitzdarf to anything that's possible because they're intrinsically they're fine. But Rabbi says that they're not intrinsically fine, so he says mitzdarfin would be to be mitzdarf to the shear of 4 amos, which is in the middle or on the side. So that works out very, very well. But according to Elul Hachlish Adoma Rav, but according to the Shita of the Talmidim of Rav, which is the Shita of Shmuel over here, that the Shir is the Emtza, the Arba'ah, that in the middle the Shir is 4 Tfachim, not 4 Amos, Hechidami, then what would Rabbi be saying that it could combine? Ida Isbu Arba'ah, if each of these boards is 4 Tfachim, Lamahuliat Strufe, if the Shir is 4.0 Tfachim, so then what do you have to combine it with anything else? And if in fact the boards are less than 4 Tfachim, Ida Lesbu Arba'ah, so then Kani Biambu Ninu, then it's perfectly good schach. So what exactly is going on over here according to the Shita? Shmuel says, no. Lolem this barbar. We are in fact talking about boards over here that are 4.0 Tvachim. And what does it mean, mitzdarfim? Why wouldn't they ruin it on their own? Mitzdarfim li'arba amos min atzad. It's talking about, again, on the side, that they can combine to make up the shear of Dofer Nakuma. But in fact, in the middle, they would ruin it because it's 4.0 Tvachim. So again, there's no kasha on the opinion of Shmuel, no kasha on the opinion of Rav. More twice again, Toshma, bring a riot from the following brisa. We had this as well earlier. This was, again, the Tanya Kavosei the Rav, Tanya Kavosei the Shmuel. Sichicha binisorin shel erez sheyesh ben arba. If you were to go and put up the schach with boards, wooden boards, that are 4 tvachim wide, so divyakob psula. This was the understanding that we had, according to Shmuel, that all of the boards, everybody agrees if they're 4.0 Tvachim are wide, then everybody agrees it's Gzeres Tikra. And it's only Ein Behen Arba'ah if the boards are less than 4 Tvachim in size. So then Reb Meir's postal, he says there is a Gzeres Tikra even here. Reb Yehuda Machshir, there is no din of Gzeres Tikra according to Reb Yehuda if it's less than 4 Tvachim wide. We turn to Yud Chesem and Aleph. Umode Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir was Mode, Shim Yesh Bein Neser L'Neser Kim Lo Neser, that if you had a space of air, which you filled in with schach, in between each of these boards. And again, you can see diagrams of this in the art scroll next to footnote number 5. In the Illustrated Gemara on page 37, diagram number 111, or in the Pirush Chai on page 53, diagram number 267. So you have this set up here where you have on, again, on our northern middle wall, then you have an eastern wall to the right and a western wall to the left. So as you're going in the north to south orientation, you're putting up a board on the top. So you're starting off on the left side with a board that's 4.0 tvachim. Then you have a below Nessa, you have a space of 4.0 tvachim, which you fill in. As Gemara says, Shemeniach Pesel Beinehem, you put in Schach, Kosher Schach in between them. Then you have another board, then you have a Pesel between them, you put in Kosher Schach in the airspace of 4 tvachim between them, and you have another Pesel. So on the left side, from the western wall going towards east, you have 4 tvachim of non-kosher board, 4 tvachim of kosher schach, 4 tvachim of board, 4 tvachim of kosher schach, and 4 tvachim of board. So that's a total of 5 times 4, which is 20 tvachim. Then, on the other side, you have the same thing. As the Gemara will say, you start off on that side, on the easternmost side, in my example, with 4 tvachim of board and 4 tvachim of airspace filled in with pesel, with schach. Then you have another 4 tvachim of board, which is no good. And then you have another 4 tvachim of airspace filled in with kosher of schach, pesel, and then you have another board. So you have 20 tvachim on that side as well, arranged in an alternating fashion between the boards and the pesel. So this is what we have, and in this situation it's ksheira. Even Rav Meir is more in this situation than it's ksheira. Why is that? Because this is all dofen akuma. This is under 4 amos. 4 amos would be 24 tvachim, and here you have on the left 20 tvachim, which is less than 4 amos. On the right you have 20 tvachim, which is less than 4 amos. And in the middle you have a space of 8. 4 space tvachim from the left side and 4 space tvachim from the right side. That is a kosher sukkah. It's kosher schach. It's 8 tvachim. So now you have, that is considered dofen akuma from the left, dofen akuma from the right, and you have a kosher sukkah because you have the northern wall. That's perfectly good. And then you have the Dofen Akuma on the eastern side and the Dofen Akuma on the western side. So you have 3 perfectly good walls, and you have an area that's at least 7 Tvachim by 7 Tvachim. And therefore, because the middle airspace is filled in with 8 of Kosher Eschach, and therefore this is perfectly good. Sheira. Now, Bishlam of the Mandiyomer, Bein Be'emetzah, Bein Minatzad, Bi'arba Amos. According to the Mandiyomer, it says that the shear is arba amos, so mishum hachik shera. That's why it's perfectly good. Eleman diyoma biemza biarbo amaik shera. So why in the middle is it good? Now I've already explained it to you, like the answer. Now the Gemara is questioning and saying these 4 tvachim boards should be no good. How come they don't ruin it for the sukkah according to the opinion that says 4 tvachim should ruin it? So the answer is, as I set it up, Amar Rav Huna, Brei Yeshua. We're dealing here with this exact dimension sukkah, which is 8 amos. You have the 4 amos of Dofen Akuma that potentially would be on the left, which is 20 tvachim here. It's less than 4 amos. And you have the 20 tvachim, which is less than 4 amos on the right, and the 8 in the middle. So that's a total of 20 and 8 and 20. That's 48. 48 is exactly 8 amos, right? 6 tvachim goes into 48 8 times, so it's 8 amos. So this is a tzukkah mitzumtzum. That's what Huna Brei Yeshua tells us. Hacha besukkah delo habil el shmona mitzumtzumos haskin. We're dealing with exactly an 8 amos sukkah, which is set up in the way that I set it up a moment ago. You have neser uposol v'neser uposol v'neser uposol behai gisa on one side, and then you have the exact same thing v'neser uposol v'neser uposol v'neser uposol behai gisa on the other side. That's the 20 tvachim on the left, the 20 tvachim on the right, as outlined in the diagrams as well as what I've said. And then the Havaluhu Shnei Pesolim Emtzim, that leaves 2 empty 4 tefach space in the middle, which you fill in with kosher eschach, and therefore this is a kosher sukkah. V'ika hechsha sukkah be'emtzah. So only in the middle do you have a kosher sukkah, and that's why this is acceptable, even according to the Man D'Yomer that says the shear is 4 tefachim. It ruins it. In this situation, we have dofen akuma preventing it from ruining it. This is a difficult shear. I hope it was clear. With this, we conclude today's shear.